Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome to the real world, she said to me, condescendingly. Take a seat, take your life, plot it out in black and white.
Well,
I never lived the
dream. Good afternoon, everybody.
And the drama queens, I'd like to think the best of
John
me.
Mayer, I believe. Is making his debut,
yeah,
as artist of the day here on Dana and Parks. Now, fair warning, we're not going to talk about Dick Pound today. Texter.
That was yesterday. You can find it on podcast.
Yeah.
Now, we will talk about coronavirus,
yes,
later today.
And allow me to put on my uniform for the rest of the show.
Oh, we brought a mask. Really?
I ain't getting coronavirus from nobody.
Is that like a new age pop filter?
You look like an idiot, and if you were going to get it, you probably would have already had it.
This is from a hospital?
Yeah, this building is a cesspool of germs.
Kelly got this for me today.
And surfaces.
And so I will wear this mask for the rest of the show.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
You look like an idiot.
Well, I'm not getting coronavirus from nobody.
Well, it would be Ellen if you were going to get it sitting over there.
No, because it says if you're 6 feet away that I can get it from you.
Oh, good Lord.
And so you're less than 6 feet away, and I ain't getting coronavirus because you may be infected. I just don't know. So, you know you want one.
No, actually, I don't. I think I would rather have coronavirus because that's how ridiculous you look.
Well, that hurts my feelings.
Now, what is going on at 5 o'clock?
The president's going to hold a news conference, and we're going to carry it.
Okay.
Because coronavirus is legit.
Well, it is, and I'm not minimizing what is happening, but tell me more about this news conference and why. Is this about
funding? I don't know. I don't know why he's going to hold this news conference. It came out at like 7 o'clock this morning that the president was going to hold a news conference, and I'm assuming... And this is not political. We're not talking politics. I'm assuming that his advisors have told him you need to go to the public, make it sound like show them that you're taking this seriously, and hold a news conference. So,
okay,
we'll carry it live at 5 o'clock.
Well, the other thing I think people generally want to hear about, even if you don't care about coronavirus or you think it's overblown or you,
well, by the
like
way,
this guy yesterday thought that this was Mother Nature's way of resetting the clock.
Which, what a horrible thing to say.
I know. I got a text about it from my husband because Haley Harrison at Channel 9 was listening and said, did you hear that guy on Dana and Parks say,
yeah.
He said, A, I'm okay with it. And B, you know, this is just nature's way of, what did he say? He said thinning the herd. And usually when you say something like thinning the herd, you mean the lowest, dumbest common denominator. That is not a kind thing to say generally in conversation. When you talk about thinning the herd, it's usually derogatory. And
yeah.
I don't think he meant it any other way. And we tried to impress upon him that the last time there was a pandemic, which was the 1918 flu that wiped out 50 million people.
I don't think that was the last time we had a pandemic.
It was the last major global
pandemic. Let me look that up.
Pandemic was 1918 because a caller told us that. She's a nurse. I looked it up. 50 million people died and almost 600,000 Americans. And we told this guy, you know, you might think that this is thinning the herd. In reality, a pandemic like that back in 1918, a huge percentage of those victims were under the age of 5. Mm. And his response to that was, well, I don't have kids. I mean, wow.
No, seriously. If that guy had said that in this studio, I would have soccer kicked him right in the face. I mean, he was a complete douchebag. What a horrible human being. Well, you know, it's the thinning of the herd, and it's not my problem, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what if it happened to your kids, as you just mentioned? And he said he didn't have kids. I said, what if it happened to your wife? And he said, well, I'm in a relationship with somebody. I mean, this was a classic tool bag. Classic. Spanish flu in 1918-1919.
Yeah, that was the one.
I know.
50 million worldwide, and I think almost 600,000 in the United States.
I'm looking to see if this was one in the United States, but this Wikipedia page mentions HIV/AIDS.
Okay. Absolutely cannot discount that.
I'll look it up. There's so many. Are you concerned? Let me backtrack before I ask you that again. It seems like for whatever reason, the fears of coronavirus stepped up a notch in the last 24 hours. I'm not really sure what happened. I don't know if it was the market tanking.
Well, I didn't finish my original thought. If for no other reason than to calm the cell baby cell that we are seeing and the instability in the markets. I mean, and not that I'm discounting the severity of the coronavirus, but even if you don't care about the coronavirus or like this guy yesterday, you think it's blown out of proportion or it's the thinning of the herd. I even said this to him. You care if you have a 401k.
Yeah.
And what would a pandemic, a global pandemic, even one-tenth of the size of the Spanish flu in 1918, what would that mean for the markets? And I would say the president is doing the right thing by coming out and talking about this.
I agree.
For no other reason than to say, hey, everybody, we got this. We're on it. We've got top scientists looking at this. We're doing what we can at the airports as people come in, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the other pandemics that we may have forgotten about. SARS.
Okay.
Bird flu.
Yes.
Which is H5N1.
Yes.
Zika.
Yes.
These are all pandemics in the last few years.
HIV death toll, by the way, at its peak was 36 million.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
There was a 1968 flu pandemic, death toll 1 million. The Asian flu, remember that? Was that the bird flu?
It was bird flu, yeah.
Death toll 2 million. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about a global pandemic. That is the 1918 pandemic, and the death toll was up to 50 million, Scott.
Mm. 576-7798. I'd be curious. Are you concerned? Kansas City, by the way, says they are now monitoring 10 people for coronavirus. That doesn't mean they have it. They're monitoring 10 people for the coronavirus.
We read yesterday that it is possible that you get coronavirus and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. 80% of the people who get it don't know they have it. They are asymptomatic,
which means you are walking around, you are touching surfaces, other people then touch those surfaces. That's one of the kind of scary things about this.
You're spreading yourself.
You are spreading it all over, and you don't even know you are spreading it all over.
576-7798. Have you changed travel plans? Have you changed the way you behave? By that, I mean, like, washing your hands a lot more. Like me, getting a mask.
Yeah. Stephen Gladstone, I want you to hang on, because I want to talk about the difference between today and 1918, outside of the obvious, and what the world looks like today and why that could be scarier with something like this.
Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. Oh, come on, man. No. President Donald Trump is going to speak at 5 o'clock this afternoon regarding the coronavirus, and we will carry that live here on KMBZ. The president speaks at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
And I'm not going to say why, because I don't want to betray a confidence before I know I can tell you this story. But if you're listening and this virus has come up in your workplace, or there has been something that has happened because of this that you can say, and maybe you work in the travel industry, and people who are getting ready to go on a cruise are saying, now, wait a minute, do I want to do that? If this is affecting you on any level in business, we want to hear from you.
Are you thinking about canceling your spring break trip to Cancun?
Oh, hell no. Oh,
hell no, we are too.
Hell no. Now, I would pause if we were going on a cruise. Because I think it's harder, and man, they sanitize those things top to bottom.
You want a mask for your flight, by the way?
But when you are, you know, packed in with a large number of people.
Like on a plane?
Well.
You mean like when you're packed into a small fuselage?
Yeah, like that.
With about 200 people?
Yeah, like
going
that.
Going to Cancun?
Yeah, like that.
You want a mask?
No.
I'll get you one.
I'm good.
She works at a hospital. Stephen Gladstone. Hello, Steve.
Pick those up at CVS. Hi, Steve.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
What a great, conversation we got going today. And just a couple of points I want to bring up. Point number one, when we start comparing the current, and I'm going to use this word fear, the coronavirus, to some of the plagues and disease that we've been subjected to in the past, I want to remind everybody that 1918 was 102 years ago. And perhaps medical technology and medical knowledge and some of those sorts of things have advanced. You know, back then, they didn't even know what a germ was. They didn't know the germ theory. In fact, the germ theory has only been around about 80 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is kind of the latest thing for us to get jazzed up about. And let me tell you, one thing I learned, of course, I'm a little jazzed when I hear it on the news, and I care about loved ones, and I fear something might happen to a loved one, or they might contract this at a daycare or at a concert or somewhere like this. But I went to the grocery store, and I was going to buy a can of Lysol. So I pick up the can, and I start reading the can, and this is printed right on the can of Lysol. It says, you know, one of the things that helps prevent, this is on a Lysol can, coronavirus.
It's on the can?
It's on.
No, guys, stop.
So
stop.
I challenge you to, I challenge you to go get one.
Coronavirus. Wait, guys, hang on. Coronavirus is not new.
No, it's not new, apparently. Apparently. I thought it was something.
That's why they call it SIDVID-19.
Well, okay, it's COVID.
COVID-19, whatever the hell they call it.
That's some sort of code name that they've come up with. Look, I fear all these things. I feared the SARS when it came around. In fact, even before the coronavirus, I didn't go to a grocery store, get myself a shopping cart without taking the little sanitary wipes out of the little thing they have there and wiping down the handle, thinking I'd catch the cold or flu. We need to be mindful of this. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there. Now, some of these countries, I think, are more susceptible to crazy things, like China, when you have food in a live animal market. You know, if they had markets around here with live animals, I probably wouldn't shop there, and I would be fearful of any of my neighbors that did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is we can react and we can overreact. Your example about what about your 401k? Now it's going to be a 201k again. There's another example of things It's the commodities, the equities market. They trade on fear. And I don't know if you know this about your stockbroker, but he makes a commission whether you buy a stock or sell a stock. He makes a commission. He doesn't care which way you're going, in or out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you say, oh, the market's crashing, everybody's fearful of the coronavirus, you better get out before it gets worse. Or if he calls you up and says, hey, everybody's buying this Bitcoin, you better get in while it's cheap. You know, gosh knows, you could be a multimillionaire if you just jump into Bitcoin right now. So, you know, we love a good scare story. And I'm not saying this is anything to not be mindful of, but I can tell you, and I'm going to circle back to where it began. In 1918, they didn't have gauze masks for everybody to walk around with. They didn't have sanitary wipes for you to wipe your hands with. They didn't have all this. They didn't have Lysol. It had already thought through a potential coronavirus scare, you know, where they printed it right on the can. I guess they saw this coming 5 or 10 years ago.
As Weinbaum is reminding me from the newsroom through the text line, the common cold is a member of the coronavirus family. So is the flu.
Well, but I think that they've probably only recently decided, hey, let's slap this on our labeling. By the way, this will kill coronavirus. I don't think that it's always said on the front of the bottle that this kills coronavirus. I guarantee you in the last 3 months, they ratcheted up that marketing campaign and said, let's stick this on the bottle. From Business Insider, popular brands like Lysol.
Don't just put HIV on there. You better put coronavirus on there now.
And Clorox claim to have a 99.9% effectiveness against coronavirus. Yeah. That's probably true. But according to a senior infection prevention epidemiologist, he says it may not make much of a difference for protecting yourself and your loved ones. It can kill it on hard surfaces. What, are you going to bathe in Clorox wipes every morning, noon, and night?
George in North Kansas City. Hello, George.
Northland, a totally God's country. How you doing, guys? Great to hear you.
Good to hear you.
I'm going to throw a little different spin on this. Let's think about early January, late 19, what was happening in China.
Late 19 what?
2019.
Oh, 2019.
Early 20 in January. The protests in Hong Kong.
Okay.
January 28th, federal agents arrested Dr. Charles Lieber. And I'm getting this from PBS. Link to WordPress, by the way.
He was the doctor who eventually succumbed to coronavirus, correct, George? He died.
I'm not sure about that. He was arrested by federal agents. He is the chairman of Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology.
In the interest of brevity, we've got to get to the news here in a minute. What are you alleging?
He was charged with receiving millions from China to set up a chemical biological research lab in China.
Yes.
Two of his students were arrested, one trying to smuggle 21 vials of sensitive biological samples into China. And this research lab that he helped set up was located in Wuhan University. And where was ground zero for the coronavirus?
Well, and they've all been charged, George, and I believe... Was it convicted? We looked this up. The feds actually sent a release on this. And there are people that think this is a conspiracy theory. And I always say, if this is a conspiracy theory, they sent out a news release on this to every media organization in the world. If that's what he's alleging, that this is some...
Is he alleging the Chinese intentionally created it?
I don't know, Scott.
I believe so, yes.
To do what? To minimize the population in China? Or to attack Hong Kong protesters?
Yes.
I mean, this conspiracy is out there that China created this virus on purpose.
Now, the three that were arrested, because we looked this up because another listener brought it up a few weeks ago, have been charged in federal court, and I can look up the outcome of the case, but our government is not trying to hide any of it. It's on letterhead from the Department of Justice.
576-7798. The president speaks at 5 o'clock this afternoon on this. We will carry it live here on KMBZ.
Well,
President Donald Trump will be speaking at 5 o'clock this afternoon and will address the coronavirus. We don't do politics on this show. Haven't in a really long time, and we won't. Like, we'll probably get right up to the election before we even talk about the election. Because I don't even
know then that we're going to talk about the election.
I watched that debate last night, and I was like, oh, my Lord. Everybody in this world is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy over there, and they're crazy over there, and they're crazy over there. I'm not talking about it. However, every once in a while, something happens. The president speaks. His words are important. And we will carry the president at 5 o'clock this afternoon as he addresses the coronavirus epidemic. I don't think it's fair to call it a pandemic yet, although some are. Are you concerned? Have you changed the way you behave? Are you canceling trips? Mike in Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
We're doing well, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it yet, but it will get there. I mean, you're more common to get the flu than you are right now than anything else.
And fair point.
Killed more people this year already than this virus has. I think main deal is that it's new and it's scaring people because, you know, people don't like the unknown. So.
And Mike, you got some wind on your phone there. We're going to cut you loose, but thank you for the call. People always point that out, and they are correct. The worst year for the flu in very recent time was 2017, and was it 70 or 80,000 people 80, who died in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first said that, Scott looked at me and said, oh, that's there's no way that's right. Look that up. There's no way that's right. It was right.
You were right. And this is the conspiracy theory that's going around. 7691. This is a manufactured virus for population control. So suck it.
There are a lot of people who believe that, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists will tell you we're about 100 years overdue for some type of pandemic.
Do you think China actually manufactured this virus?
No, give me a break.
To control their own population? Or to, I mean, because if so, it's backfired. This has really put an anvil on their economy.
Oh, yeah.
That they can't get out from under.
If you're getting ready to go on a cruise, we'd love to hear from you, because that's the first industry that I think can say we're starting to see some effect if people are pulling out of these types of vacations. I have another friend in my life, Scott, who said someone that was getting ready to buy a house recently stalled that purchase to wait and see what happens with the pandemic.
Why?
I don't know.
Financially?
Market
or,
concerns.
Oh, okay.
Market concerns.
So they're on a fixed income.
Market concerns.
Presumably.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
We don't know, but if you are about to make a major purchase, I'm curious if you've stopped and thought, mm-hmm. should we put this on hold just in case?
Great point from the text line. From my eyes are bad, and I think it's 2606. I can't tell. If you're going to create a virus, why would you create such a tame one? Why would you create a virus where 80% of the people who get it
don't even know they have it?
Are asymptomatic.
Well, but those 80% could pass it to people who then, you know, the very old, the very young, who then could become very, very sick.
Let's go to Todd in Lee's Summit. Todd, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing today?
We're good. Doing well.
All right. Hey, I thought I'd call about these masks everybody wants to wear to protect.
I got one right next to me.
I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry for about 30 years, and we wear those masks to protect the product from us. So, in other words, if you have the coronavirus and you're wearing a mask, it may prevent you transmitting the disease to someone else. But if you don't have the coronavirus and you're trying to wear a mask to protect yourself, it's not going to work very well, because you can still contract that disease through your pores, your eyes, or what have you.
Yeah.
But those masks are designed to protect everyone else from you if you got an illness.
Well, Todd, as somebody who does have a mask in the studio right now, why do you lie so much?
Oh, my. So, yeah, those masks won't protect you completely.
Liar.
Todd, is it true that your eyes are the one, like, part of your face, and I guess nose too, but that are touch thing that you do every single day? It's like thousands of times you touch those parts of your body and you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah, if you touch your face, you should definitely wash your hands before you rub your eyes.
I mean, if you touch, who doesn't touch their face, Todd?
Yeah, everybody goes around touching their face. You have to be conscious of it and try not to do it, which is
hard. But when you try not to do it, you want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to touch my face right now.
Yeah. So those masks aren't made to protect you completely. That's just my point.
Okay. Well, You're a liar. Goodbye.
Todd, I don't think you're a liar, and I thank you for the call. Do you want to guess the average number of times the average person touches their face in one day? You will not believe it.
You just did it. Just,
I know. You just did it twice.
I'm not talking
now
about
it. Itches.
You just talked. That's the fourth time you've touched your face in 10 seconds.
Well, stop talking about it.
You're talking about it. I'm not.
Guess how many times in one day?
I don't know. 200.
No. You're not going to believe this.
300.
No.
1,000.
No.
You don't touch your face more than 1,000 times a day.
There are 24 hours in a day. Keep going.
No, I don't believe you.
Yes.
You're a liar like Todd.
No, I am not.
You guys are liars about face touching.
Why would I lie about the number of times the average person touches their face?
What's the number?
3,000 times a day.
That is...
If you count the number of times that she tries to pull at that imaginary hair.
I mean, that's at least 1,000 times.
I was going to say like 5.
And now that you said it, I want to do it.
Okay.
This is like yawning. When someone yawns, everyone yawns.
Did you say 3,000 times a day?
Up to 3,000 times a day.
Okay. So there are 24 hours a day times 60 minutes in every day. Okay?
Okay.
That means that you touch your face roughly 3 times a minute.
Yes, you do. You've already done it, and you don't even know you've done it.
I did it once.
And that's assuming that you're awake 24 hours.
Yeah. So in the middle of the night, you're not touching your face.
How do you know you're sleeping?
Give me a break.
I'm telling you, it's up to 3,000. I thought it was thousands. I couldn't remember the number. It's up to 3,000 times a day.
There is no way that I'm touching my face, even in my sleep, 2 to 3 times a minute. No way.
Colleagues randomly selected.
And this is a beautiful face.
Colleagues randomly selected 249 people in a public place. They looked in a Washington, D.C. subway. They looked in a Brazilian city that I cannot pronounce. 249 random people out in the open, okay? Researchers observed them and counted how many times they did this.
Well, like, I just noticed I put my index finger on my temple.
That counts!
But that's not how you get coronavirus. You've got to touch your nose. You got to touch your mouth. And you stick your fingers in your nose. You're crazy.
You aren't a doctor, and you're crazy.
And you're not either. And you are crazy.
No, but I can read from livescience.com when they observed all of these people. Random people. Random people not talking or having a conversation about touching their face. It was an average of 4 times an hour.
4 times an hour?
Yes.
But thank you, Sam. Based on what you just said, you have to touch your face 2 times per minute.
Well, I do. There's another one. Now that you say it, I can't stop doing it.
Touch your face. Touch it.
The rate of self-touching means that people likely get germs on their hands much more frequently than they wash the germ. Oh, go back. The 249 people, they were not counting the times they touched just their face. They were counting the number of times.
Yeah, like I can touch my forehead. No. That doesn't count.
No, they were counting the number of times they touched a surface and then touched their face. That's 4 times an hour.
Oh, my God.
Like a handrail, like a chair, like, you know, whatever. A park bench, that's 4 times an hour.
You just touch your face again.
See, I'm proving my own point. I do it like 10,000 times a day.
From the text line, Dana, doesn't your nose itch right now?
No.
Don't you want to scratch it?
No.
Touch it. Touch your face.
The rate of self-touching
touch your face.
Means that people Freezing. Likely get germs on their hands much more frequently than they wash germs off their hands.
Touch your face.
No, I'm not doing it.
You want to touch your face because it itches.
I do not, and it does not.
Your face itches right around your nose.
Stop it.
Touch your face.
Stop it.
I didn't say anything. I'm your subconscious, Dana.
The findings were published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. But go ahead and believe Scott Parks, who wears a tracksuit to work every day.
Touch your face.
No.
Touch it.
No.
Well, we're not talking about fashion.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
You can't argue with the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases.
Miss, I'm 44 years old and didn't realize what direction to put my damn trash can.
I put it out the correct way today.
Yeah, I know.
Probably touched my face 26 times on the way into the house.
But for 44 years, you had no idea which way to direct the trash can opening.
No, because when I was an infant, I wasn't taking the trash out, Brainiac.
Okay. I see how this is going to go today.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
My, oh my.
You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say,
say there with a mind to rhyme. I always thought he said two white teeth.
I don't think that's it.
Can't touch this. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will address the nation at 5 o'clock this afternoon regarding the coronavirus. And we will carry that live at 5 o'clock here on KMBZ.
A mind to rhyme and two hype feet.
Two hype feet. I always white thought he teeth. Said two white teeth.
Because those two are very similar.
Well, like, I mean, when he says it that fast.
I know.
With mine two rhyme and two white teeth.
Hype.
You would not want just two white teeth.
No, you would want more unless you're from Arkansas, and then that's all you get. Certainly it is. Joel in the Northland. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
How are you both doing today?
Oh, so good.
Good. I hope this doesn't bring you down, but just a question for you, both of you personally. If tomorrow morning there was a report, news report, confirmed, a coronavirus, someone was admitted to KU Med Center, How would that change your life? What would you do differently?
I don't have an infant or an elderly relative living here, so I would not do anything differently.
Okay.
If I had an infant, I would.
So you think that the coronavirus is most prevalent in the elderly and the young, very young?
I think the dire outcomes that they have talked about, they are worried will hit those populations more than it would, you know, say a healthy 40-year-old. And that's not to say, because we've seen these stories before, every year there are middle-aged, otherwise healthy people who die from the flu. I think it can happen, but I think if you're immunocompromised or elderly or an infant, it's more likely to really harm that population.
So you feel comfortable that within your own self, you probably would survive the coronavirus if you were to catch it?
Yes.
I think I wouldn't panic, if that's what you're asking, if there was a confirmed case at KU Med.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean...
Why are you asking?
It doesn't mean, Joel, I would travel to China right now, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, your questions are strangely pointed. You're obviously trying to make a larger point. What is it?
Just that I think preparation is something that is important in dealing with the coronavirus or any issue like this, that we just need to maybe sit down and think to ourselves, if we had a situation where we were isolated, possibly we couldn't get out to go to the store to get medicine, to do whatever, would we be able to maybe live for 2 weeks or some period of time?
Yeah.
Just within our own, you know, our own homes?
Sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Since you asked us a lot of questions, are you a prepper?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And that means different things to different people. I would say, Scott, you are more prepared than most. My parents are more prepared than most, but I wouldn't put you in the category of prepper.
Well, good. Then when it happens, don't come over to my house.
Channel 9 had a story last night. Let me see if I can find it. It was just on in the kitchen where someone went to like a surplus store to get, was it gas masks? And
no,
they were out? What was it,
it
Sam?
It was the surgical masks.
Oh, it was
somebody
the surgical
had,
masks.
Yeah, they had bought them all. Like right before that person went to go get some. One person bought them all.
Ah, the benefits of dating a nurse practitioner. I don't have to worry about that. They're in large supply.
You can just get them at CVS. Like, you don't even have to. You just go. You
don't need to. I'm dating a nurse practitioner.
But the CVS ones aren't as high as quality.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you heard what the caller said. It's not necessarily going to stop you from getting it. You're supposed to wear those to stop yourself from spreading it.
I'm not worried. I've got a mask. I'm good to go.
Okay.
Richard and Baser, you get the last word, and we got to get to the news. Go ahead, Richard, quickly, if you could.
Yep, I was just going to say, I think a lot of people, hopefully this comes out coherently, but I like your show. But I think a lot of people are making a little bit of too much hay about the CDC saying it's inevitable and it's going to come, and the administration saying we've got it under control, where I think those two could happen at the same time. Like, if the weather service says we're going to get 12 inches of snow, but KDOT and MoDOT say, yes, it's under control, we've got it prepared, we've got everybody running on 12-hour shifts, putting out salt, doing all that kind of stuff, I think they both can work in tandem, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Richard, do appreciate the call. I'm not going to give the number out. We're done with the topic. President Trump speaks at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We will carry it live.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.